Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Milwaukee Brewers and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Milwaukee Brewers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Fernando Vina. Batting second. The shortstop, Jose Valentin. Batting third. The left fielder, Dave Nilsson. Batting fourth. The DH, Julio Franco. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Jeremy Burnett. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Jeff Zerillo. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Mark Loretta. Batting eighth. The catcher, Mike Matheny. Batting ninth. The center fielder, Gerald Williams. Pitching for the Milwaukee Brewers, Scott Carl. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Norberto Martin. Batting second. The left fielder, Jeff Abbott. Batting third. The first baseman, Frank Thomas. Batting fourth. The DH, Albert Bell. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Maglio Ordonez. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Robin Ventura. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Mike Cameron. Batting eighth. The catcher, Robert McArdo. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Chad Fonville. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Jamie Navarro. And now, play ball. Fernando Vina batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. Vina hits a line drive towards first. Thomas reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jose Valentin is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Valentin hits a line drive into right field. Ordonez settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dave Nilsson is at the plate with a count of 3-0. Nilsson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Fonville misplays the ball. That's an error on Fonville. Julio Franco is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Franco strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Brewers nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Norberto Martin is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Martin strikes out. One out. Jeff Abbott is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Abbott hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Vina fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Thomas hits a long drive deep into left center field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 2-0, White Sox. Albert Bell is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Bell takes first base on ball 4. Maglio Ordonez is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Ordonez hits a ball on the ground towards second. Fielder's choice made on unknown runner with result that runner safe. Bell moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Robin Ventura is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Ventura strikes out. Two outs. Mike Cameron is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Cameron hits a fly ball into center field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Jeremy Burnett is at the plate with a count of 2-0. Burnett hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jeff Zerillo is at the plate with a count of 0-0. There goes Burnett's. The throw from McArdo and he is safe. Burnett steals second. Jeff Zerillo is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Zerillo hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Burnett scores. It's 2-1, White Sox. Mark Loretta is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Loretta hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ventura fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. 2 outs. Mike Matheny is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Matheny hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Martin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Brewers 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Todd Dunn now playing left field. Robert McArdo is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. McArdo hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Vina scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Chad Fonville is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Fonville bunts towards the mound. Carl fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Carl. Fonville moves to second. Norberto Martin is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Martin is 0 for 1 in the game. Martin hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Carl fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Jeff Abbott is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Abbott is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Abbott hits a fly ball into right field. Burnett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Brewers 1. The Brewers will come to bat. Gerald Williams is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Navarro fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Fernando Vina is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Vina is 0 for 1 in the game. Vina strikes out. 2 outs. Jose Valentin is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Valentin is 0 for 1 in the game. Valentin hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Martin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Brewers 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Thomas is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Thomas hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 3-1, White Sox. Albert Bell is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Bell is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Bell hits a line drive into center field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Maglio Ordonez is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Ordonez is 0 for 1 in the game. Ordonez hits a fly ball into right field. Burnett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Robin Ventura is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Ventura is 0 for 1 in the game. Ventura hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Vina scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Brewers 1. The Brewers will come to bat. Todd Dunn is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Dunn hits a fly ball into center field. Cameron settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Julio Franco is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Franco is 0 for 1 in the game. Franco strikes out. 2 outs. Jeremy Burnett is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Burnett is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Burnett hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Martin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Brewers 1. the White Sox will come to bat. Mike Cameron is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Cameron is 0 for 1 in the game. Cameron strikes out. 1 out. Robert McArdo is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. McArdo is 0 for 1 in the game. McArdo hits a ball on the ground towards first. Loretta scoops it up and throws to first, with Carl covering, for the out. 2 outs. Chad Fonville is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Fonville is 0 for 1 in the game. Fonville hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Vina scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Brewers 1. The Brewers will come to bat. Jeff Cirillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Cirillo is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Cirillo strikes out. 1 out. Mark Loretta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Loretta is 0 for 1 in the game. Loretta hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Mike Matheny is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matheny is 0 for 1 in the game. Matheny hits a pop-up into left field for a base hit. Loretta moves to third. Gerald Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Williams is 0 for 1 in the game. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Navarro has Loretta trapped. He runs over and tags Loretta for the out. Matheny moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. 2 outs. Fernando Vina is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Vina is 0 for 2 in the game. Vina hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Martin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Brewers 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Norberto Martin is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Martin is 0 for 2 in the game. Martin strikes out. 1 out. Jeff Abbott is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Abbott is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Abbott hits a line drive into left field. Dunn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Thomas is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 home runs. He's got 3 RBIs. Thomas takes first base on ball 4. Albert Bell is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Bell is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Bell hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Thomas moves to third. Maglio Ordonez batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Ordonez is 0 for 2 in the game. Ordonez hits a ball on the ground towards short. Valentin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Brewers 1. The Brewers will come to bat. Jose Valentin is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Valentin is 0 for 2 in the game. Valentin hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 3-2, White Sox. Todd Dunn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dunn is 0 for 1 in the game. Dunn hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Ordonez. Dunn reaches second base with a double. Julio Franco is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Franco is 0 for 2 in the game. Franco hits a ball on the ground towards short. Fonville fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Dunn scores. It's Brewers, 3, White Sox, 3. Jeremy Burnetz is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Burnetz is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Burnetz hits a fly ball into left field. Abbott settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jeff Zerillo is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. There goes Franco. The throw from MacArdo and he is safe. Franco steals second. Jeff Zerillo batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. Zerillo is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Zerillo hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 5-3, Brewers. Keith Foulke now pitching. Mark Loretta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Loretta is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Loretta hits a line drive into center field. Cameron settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mike Matheny batting right, is at the plate with a count of three balls and one strike. Matheny is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Matheny takes first base on ball four. Gerald Williams is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Williams is 0-for-2 in the game. Williams strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Brewers 5, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Robin Ventura is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Ventura is 0-for-2 in the game. Ventura takes first base on ball 4. Mike Cameron is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Cameron is 0-for-2 in the game. Cameron takes first base on ball 4. Ventura moves to second. Mike Fetters now pitching. Robert MacArdo batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. MacArdo is 0-for-2 in the game. MacArdo bunts towards third. Zerillo fields it and throws to first for the out. Ventura moves to third. Cameron moves to second. One out. Chad Fonville is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fonville is 0-for-2 in the game. Fonville hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ventura scores. Cameron moves to third. It's 5-4, Brewers. Norberto Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Martin is 0-for-3 in the game. Martin strikes out. Two outs. Jeff Abbott is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Abbott is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Abbott hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Vina scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Brewers 5, and the White Sox 4. The Brewers will come to bat. Fernando Vina is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Vina is 0-for-3 in the game. Vina hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Martin fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Martin. Jose Valentin batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. Valentin is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Valentin hits a fly ball, foul, into right field. Ordonez settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Todd Dunn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dunn is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Dunn hits a ball on the ground towards first. Thomas fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Julio Franco is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Franco is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Franco hits a ball on the ground towards short. Fonville fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Brewers 5, and the White Sox 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Darren Jackson now playing left field. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Thomas is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 home runs and a walk. He's got 3 RBIs. Thomas hits a ball on the ground towards short. Valentin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Albert Bell is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Bell is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Bell takes first base on ball 4. Maglio Ordonez is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Ordonez is 0 for 3 in the game. Ordonez hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cirillo throws to second for 1, and Vina throws the ball away attempting to make the double play. Ordonez moves to second. 2 outs. Robin Ventura is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Ventura is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Ventura is walked intentionally. Mike Cameron is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Cameron is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Cameron hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ordonez scores. Ventura moves to third. It's Brewers, 5, White Sox, 5. Dave Martinez pinch hits for Robert McArdo. Mark Davis now pitching. Lyle Mouton pinch hits for Dave Martinez. Lyle Mouton is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Mouton strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Brewers 5, and the White Sox 5. The Brewers will come to bat. Ron Karkovice now catching. Jeremy Burnitz is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Burnitz is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Burnitz hits a line drive beyond short. Fonville can't hold onto the ball. That's a base hit. Jeff Cirillo batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. There goes Burnitz. The throw from Karkovice and he is out, Fonville applying the tag. 1 out. Jeff Cirillo is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Cirillo is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Cirillo hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Karkovice settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Mark Loretta batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Loretta is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Loretta hits a ball on the ground towards short. Fonville scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Brewers 5, and the White Sox 5. The White Sox will come to bat. Bob Wickman now pitching. Chad Fonville batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Fonville is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Fonville hits a ball on the ground towards short. Valentin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Norberto Martin batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Martin is 0 for 4 in the game. Martin hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Jeff Abbott is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. There goes Martin. The throw from Matheny and he is out, Vina applying the tag. 2 outs. Jeff Abbott is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Abbott is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Abbott strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Brewers 5, and the White Sox 5. The Brewers will come to bat. Jesse Levis pinch hits for Mike Matheny. Jesse Levis is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Levis hits a fly ball into center field. Cameron settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Gerald Williams is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Williams is 0 for 3 in the game. Williams hits a fly ball into center field. Cameron settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Chuck McElroy now pitching. Fernando Vina is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Vina is 0 for 4 in the game. Vina hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jose Valentin is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Valentin is 1-for-4 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Valentin strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Brewers 5, and the White Sox 5. The White Sox will come to bat. Jesse Livas now catching. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Thomas is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 home runs and a walk. He's got 3 RBIs. Thomas takes first base on ball 4. Albert Bell is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Bell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and 2 walks. Bell hits a fly ball into right field. Burnett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Maglio Ordonez is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Ordonez is 0-for-4 in the game. Ordonez hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Vina fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the Brewers 5, and the White Sox 5. The Brewers will come to bat. Matt Karchner now pitching. Darren Jackson batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Jackson hits a line drive off the glove of Ventura, and into shallow left field. Jackson reaches second base with a double. Julio Franco is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Franco is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Franco hits a ball on the ground towards short. Fonville fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Jackson moves to third. Jeremy Burnett is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Burnett is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. Burnett hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jackson scores. Franco moves to second. It's 6-5, Brewers. Jeff Cirillo is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Cirillo is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Cirillo hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Thomas settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Mark Loretta is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Loretta is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Loretta hits a ball on the ground towards second base. Martin fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. Franco moves to third. Score that a fielder's choice. 2 outs. Jesse Livas is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. There goes Loretta. The throw from Karkoviche and he is safe. Loretta steals second. Franco scores. It's 7-5, Brewers. Jesse Livas is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Livas is 0-for-1 in the game. Livas hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Loretta scores. It's 8-5, Brewers. Gerald Williams is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-4 in the game. Williams hits a fly ball into left field. Abbott settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the Brewers 8, and the White Sox 5. The White Sox will come to bat. Doug Jones now pitching. Robin Ventura is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Ventura is 0-for-2 in the game. With 2 walks. Ventura hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Vina scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Mike Cameron is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Cameron is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Cameron hits a pop-up towards short. Valentin settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Jorge Fabregas pinch hits for Ron Karkoviche. Jorge Fabregas is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Fabregas hits a line drive towards third. Cirillo reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Milwaukee Brewers, 8, and Chicago White Sox, 5. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.